you won't have what you want or get what you want if you're unwilling to actually voice it to yourself. Part of what we're doing here is taking you to a place where you are at complete ease, or nervous and anxious and excited at the same time. Either way, it actually works. But you're willing to and will absolutely say what it is that you want. You don't have to say it to everybody. But if you can't say it to yourself, it's going to be very, very difficult to say it out loud to another and to actually receive it. So saying what it is that you want, owning it, even rehearsing it if you need to do so, can be very powerful. So are you, and this is key, we have to check in here. So are you willing to say what it is that you want? And if you're not clear on it, here's the thing. Everything that we're working on right now, everything that we're doing here is completely transposable onto anything. So in other words, you can take this, use it as a framework to discover what it is that you want, to actually get what it is that you want if you are clear and know what that is. But first and foremost is recognizing that you have a particular desire, a want, and it might be a secret want. You might not even actually speak it to yourself. So if there's something like this, it's hugely important to say it out loud. And you don't have to do this in front of other people, but just to yourself. So actually, you can go in and stand in front of the mirror and just say it. Feel it in your body. Bring it into your body. Take a deep breath and just keep feeling it in your body. And say it out loud. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Say it out loud. Until you own it as something that you want, that you're creating, and that is on its way into your life. Again, you are your own guru. So you have to know and discover for yourself if you're being upfront and absolutely honest about that. So let me, in a brief moment here, tell you a little story. Often in my life, I have wanted something, and I knew that I wanted to have a conversation with a particular person, and that what I really wanted was a relationship with this person to understand something at a deeper level. So this person, for example, and this has happened a bit, was the perceived expert or master on a particular topic. But instead of going to that person and instigating a conversation with them, I had a conversation with somebody that seemed to be more accessible, when in fact, the two were equally as accessible. It just felt safer to not reach out to the one and to reach out to the other, which really did a disservice to myself. And I've done that before, and I've recognized that I do that. So now the question is, when there's something that I want, am I being truthful and honest about what that is? And am I going to hide or really ask for that conversation with the person I want? Ask for the thing that it is that I want. Are you willing to do that? To seek and have conversations with the people that can assist you in getting what it is you want, which we'll be diving into deeper here. But first, you have to be able to say what it is you want into the world. Free your voice in this regard. It's important.